What's going on, guys? We are back with the 100% Real podcast. I want to say thank you for those listening in on Spotify right now. You guys are simply amazing. But be sure to hit that follow button, all right? Because today we don't really have a lot to talk about, but we have something to talk about. Let's talk about how I got into watching professional wrestling, mainly the WWE. Sorry if you can hear that. There's just some motorcycle. I don't know why you're going that fast, my guy. But, all right, listen. Gosh. What is this? Oh, it's probably the guy from the motorcycle. All right, guys, listen up. Here's what I want to let you guys know. Wrestling, professional wrestling, some of it scripted, some of it is not. Sometimes you can get away with going off script. Sometimes you can't. But let's talk about how I got into watching professional wrestling. So mind you, I was still in elementary school then. I was living in a city not too far from here. I was downstairs changing channels. All of a sudden, I saw something really, really amazing, something I've never seen in my life. I saw some guy jump on the top rope, and the other guy, I was in the ring, kicked him. I was like, what the hell is this? I gotta keep watching this. Come to find out, it was Shelton Benjamin versus Shawn Michaels. It was absolutely freaking amazing. Shelton Benjamin jumping on the top rope. Shawn Michaels super kicked the living shit out of Shelton. It was fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. And ever since then, I've gotten all the wrestling games. The first wrestling game I ever got was WrestleMania 21. That was the most amazing game that was before its time, literally. The graphics were way before its time, my guy. Well, my guys and girls. It was way before its time. You could use custom tracks from the Xbox or PlayStation, but mainly, no. I think that game was strictly for Xbox. Yeah, I think that game was strictly for Xbox. Because you get to have, like, the custom tracks and everything. So, you can't really do that on a PlayStation 2. But, yeah, like, they had all kinds of arenas. The career mode, I never really got into the career mode of that game. Because it sucked. Yeah, it sucked. They had a pretty big roster. Let me be more specific here with that roster. So that game had the following wrestler. Yeah, so the game was only on Xbox. I'm looking at it right now. It's WrestleMania 21, Become a Legend. Publisher THQ. Released 2005, rating T for teen. It was single player and multiplayer, and the Xbox Live was going on then. So here is the roster. Okay, let me give you some features of WrestleMania 21. WrestleMania 21 has various features, including superstar voiceover and commentary. Character Evolution provides unique character building story mode which allows the player to upgrade each superstar's appearance, ability, entrance, costumes, and the moveset as the player attempts to win the heavyweight championship. Superstars' moves and animations look lifelike more than ever before, with motion capture technology and online multiplayer via Xbox Live. Supports up to 4 players with voice chat, scoreboards, and friends list support. Here is a thing about the career mode. Career mode has one of your created wrestlers go through 1 year of a career in the WWE. As you play through, your wrestler becomes United States Champion, Tag Team Champion with Booker T, Intercontinental Champion, World Heavyweight Champion, and the WWE Champion. It begins with your wrestler starting a velocity as a heel. For those that don't know, heel is a bad guy, faces are good guys. Halfway through, your wrestler is attacked by Evolution. For those that don't know what Evolution is the team of Randy Orton, Triple H, Ric Flair, and the Animal Batista. And is out of action for a month. During that time, Eric Bischoff, GM, becomes your personal coach and helps you get revenge by booking matches against legends. Bischoff then schedules matches with individual members of the Evolution. And it all ends at WrestleMania in a last man standing match against the Olympic gold medalist, Kurt Angle. Here is the playable roster for that game. Batista, The Big Show, Booker T, Bubba Ray Dudley, Charlie Haas, Chavo Guerrero, Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho, Christian, Devon Dudley, Eddie Guerrero, Edge, Eugene, Garrison Cade, Jazz, John Bradshaw Layfield, John Cena, Kane, Kurt Angle, Lita, Matt Hardy, Miss Jackie, Nydia, Randy Orton, Rene Dupree, Rey Mysterio, Rhino, Ric Flair, Rob Van Dam, Scotty Too Hotty, Shawn Michaels, Shelton Benjamin, Spike Dudley, Stacy Keibler, Tajiri, The Hurricane, Trish Stratus, Triple H, The Undertaker, Val Venus. And here are the legends in that game. Andre the Giant, The Big Show, 2003 version, when he had hair. Bret the Hitman Hart, Jimmy Snuka, Mankind, Rey Mysterio in the gold attire, and The Rock. So, you guys that lived in that era of the Xbox and PlayStation 2 and GameCube, we had it good, didn't we? We had it freaking amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So after WrestleMania 21, I started getting more into wrestling. Stumbled upon Impact. Saw AJ Styles. All those guys. Samoa Joe. All those other amazing performers. And then, like I said, I got into the WWE games. I got into the SmackDown versus Raw series, which was amazing. The first game I had from SmackDown versus Raw was 2006. It was an amazing game in its time, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you that. Then 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11. Then WWE 12. 13, and then all the way up to when 2K bought out, when 2K bought it, and THQ went bankrupt. We had WWE 2K14 all the way up to 2K20, which is trash as hell. For those that like WWE 2K20, I'm not going to bash you, because there are lots of people that want to use The Fiend and all these other amazing guys that aren't on the 2K19 roster. But it's wild. 2K20 needs work. Lots of it. They're not going to make a 2K21. Instead, they're going to have something called Battleground. WWE Battleground, which pretty much is like a WWE All-Star 2 game. It doesn't look bad, but I might give it a shot, but I'm not sure who's gonna take over the WWE series. Because I know AEW might get a video game in the near future. The TNA Impact game was terrible. Oh my lord. That was the worst game in history. I mean, besides Fire Pro. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. Fire Pro is a game that should have been on like the handheld systems. Don't bring Fire Pro to consoles. Don't bring Fire Pro to Xbox, PlayStation. No, don't ever do that. It looks bad. It looks bad. I can understand that Fire Pro upgraded a little bit and had a little bit more graphics, and they could be a lot. Fire Pro could have so much potential, but they let it go to waste because they want to have a more arcadic. Is that how you said it? A more arcade kind of style when it comes to wrestling games, and when I have Fire Pro on my Game Boy Micro, it looks exactly the same versus how it looks now. It looks exactly the same. Like I said, for those listening on Spotify, I want to thank you right now. Make sure you go subscribe to my YouTube channel, J Nitro Vlogs. Unfortunately, this episode will not be on there. But the episode I did earlier today, the Carol Wentz episode, you guys should go listen to that. Listen to what I talk about. I want you to follow me. And yeah, we got a lot to talk about in that video. I talk about the history of some of my favorite roller coasters. And yeah. All right, you guys. This is the podcast that keeps it too sweet. And we are OUT. Out.